If the big players at Fox News thought they could just quietly settle claims of sexual misconduct involving its famous on-air and off-air talent and move on, that's not the way it's turning out.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching us tonight. Civil War in Congress. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. It is really all about hating Trump, not partisan politics.
Bill O'Reilly may want to talk politics on air, but a New York Times investigation this week that found O'Reilly made payouts to five women amounting to $13 million to settle claims of sexual harassment and other inappropriate behavior is hitting the network star and the network where it hurts. So far, more than 20 advertisers have said they're pulling their ads from the show. Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Allstate, T. Rowe Price, and Hyundai. There is an expectation that even more allegations will be made public. Takeaway producer Alex Botti spoke with Gabriel Sherman, national affairs editor for New York Magazine. First, it was Fox News CEO Roger Ailes, whose alleged behavior led to his firing. Now Sherman says, we will have to see how important this new O'Reilly factor will become.
Well, what this report illustrated is that over a period of years, Bill O'Reilly, the most popular and highest rated host on Fox News, used his position of power to dangle job opportunities and appearances on his show in exchange for what he hoped would lead to sexual relationships with women. These women alleged that he invited them to dinner, promised them career advancement, and then propositioned them for a sexual relationship. And the women who declined alleged that their careers suffered. And over the years, the New York Times reported that Bill O'Reilly paid out as much as $13 million in secret settlements to make these allegations go away.
Okay, and this is just sort of the latest in this saga for Bill O'Reilly, right?
Well, both for Bill O'Reilly and Fox News. I mean, this latest scandal comes in a much broader context about a network that is reeling from a whole slate of sexual harassment allegations. We should remember last summer, Roger Ailes, the powerful chairman and CEO of Fox News, who created the network in 1996, was forced out of his job after more than two dozen women came forward to allege that he sexually harassed them through the years. So this is a problem that seems to be endemic to the culture of Fox News.
What else can you sort of tell us about that culture now with these allegations coming, as you say, on the heels of similar allegations against Roger Ailes? What's the culture like now at Fox? What do we know about that? Is it really worse than other work environments?
Yes, without question. You know, in the wake of Ailes' ouster, Rupert Murdoch and his sons, James and Lachlan Murdoch, promised that the culture at Fox News would change and that women would feel like they were working in a safe environment. And they made merely cosmetic changes. But unfortunately, the culture, the male-dominated misogynist culture, persists at Fox News. And notably, the senior executives who worked alongside Roger Ailes, who in many cases enabled and helped to cover up sexual harassment, were not removed from their positions. And so the people who were at Fox News on the watch when women were being harassed by men at Fox News are still there. So people I talk to inside the network sadly tell me really not much has changed. And that is why we see ongoing lawsuits, because women and employees who work there feel like they have no recourse other than to seek justice in the legal system.
Now we have this growing pressure on Fox to deal with this. We've got a number of advertisers pulling out. Tell us who these companies are. Why are they now backing away from O'Reilly?
Yeah, some of the most blue chip and prestigious brands who advertise on Fox News, like Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and others, have pulled their ads from Bill O'Reilly's show. Now, we should point out that in some cases, these are cosmetic protests because they're not pulling their advertising from Fox News writ large. They're just merely moving the inventory that they've bought on the network to other parts of the schedule. So from a business perspective, the company is not seeing a hit to their revenues right now. Now, if this problem snowballs, we could see, you know, advertisers just decide to pull out entirely. But this is really a public relations crisis at this point, not a fundamental business one.
So then the question becomes, as advertisers are withdrawing these ads, I mean, could we see repercussions for O'Reilly himself?
You know, I think it's too early to tell what's going to happen with Bill O'Reilly. I think the company's position, from people I talk to at the highest levels, is a wait and see. They're in bunker mode. They're trying to ride this out. If more women come forward and the scandal snowballs, yes, I think there could be pressure on him to step down. But I think what we're going to see is that the only way that Fox News is going to change is if Rupert Murdoch decides to fundamentally clean house, sort of remove this entire senior leadership structure at Fox that was there during the Ailes era and bring in fresh management. But Rupert Murdoch historically has been very loath to bend to public pressure. His instinct is to double down. He's done it time and again. If you look at the London phone hacking scandal, he, you know, protected Rebecca Brooks, who is at the center. And so, you know, right now, I think we're in a little bit of a Cold War, a standoff, where you have the public outrage and a lot of the activist groups calling for change at Fox News. And you have Rupert Murdoch, the media mogul atop the network, really resisting.
Gabe, do you think viewers of Fox really care about this, that O'Reilly has been accused now again and again of being a sexual predator?
I think the short answer is no. And unfortunately, I think the viewers who watch Fox News watch it because it fits their worldview and it represents them. You know, historically, when Bill O'Reilly was engulfed in previous scandals, and including a sexual harassment scandal, we should remember back in 2004, one of his producers, Andrea Macris, accused him of sexually harassing her. Bill O'Reilly's ratings actually went up in the wake of that scandal. So his audience is very loyal. And again, that is one of the things that is protecting him, is the fact that in the past, he has weathered these storms.
All right, Gabe, put your money on the table here. Will Bill O'Reilly be on the air this time next year?
Oh, gosh. I'm not a betting man. So one of the reasons I don't bet is I don't like to bet on things I can't control. It really depends. If this thing snowballs and more women come forward, no, I don't think he would be on the air this time next year.
Gabe, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Takeaway producer Alex Botee speaking with national affairs editor for New York Magazine and author of The Loudest Voice in the Room, How the Brilliant, Bombastic Roger Ailes Built Fox News and Divided a Country. One more detail on this story. This week, former Fox News contributor Julie Roginski filed a lawsuit against the network's former CEO Roger Ailes and current co-president Bill Shein. Roginski claims that she was denied the chance of securing a permanent role at Fox after turning down Ailes' sexual advances.